Yeah.
We're back in the studio live, recording to you, coming from you live from Weird World.
Yeah, we are back in the studio.
Leave your egos at the door.
We've got fan mail.
Goodbye, new listeners.
We have not been in here as a unit.
Nope.
An absolute unit. We have not been here as an absolute unit for many years.
Many years.
Nope. A three-pronged Voltron.
Not 1 year, but two.
Yeah. I think we did the entire last season over.
How many prongs does the regular Voltron have?
It usually just has one. I'm talking a full three-dicked Voltron.
Prongs.
The three dicks come together to make one dick.
I mean, is that a term for a penis? Prong?
Yeah, it is. It's not like dork.
In your household?
Sure.
Prong. Your girlfriend says, put your prong, put your prong in me.
Yes, it's in a lot girlfriend of romance novels.
He unleashed his prong.
She stroked his prong.
Ew.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Well, we are back in the studio. This is Threedom. My name is Scott.
My name is Paul.
My name is Lauren. Perfect harmony.
And we're also back in the same room. For the first time,
yes,
in a while, because we've been on Zoom for a few.
And I had COVID. And
you had COVID, the novel coronavirus.
I had the novel canonical virus, COVID, and then
canonical
it's
virus.
Canon. It's canon. Yeah, you had it.
It is canon.
Put that in the wiki.
It's in the wiki. Don't put that on my wiki. I can't be living like that.
What if that was in every single person's wiki of like when sick they got it? Yeah, every time they got sick.
Not just COVID.
She had a cold in April of 2018.
That's where this is headed.
I know, because everyone wants to catalog everything you do.
Early 2023 saw her with a sinus infection.
Sar.
Okay,
I got to address the elephant in the room. Yeah. Sorry, Mike T. You sent us a t-shirt in.
You are an elephant. Get out of here.
You sent us a t-shirt in September 2019. We never saw it until
we finally, Lauren got here. Finally, we haven't been here in 3 years. Look through the mail, and there are some just egregious things that we have not responded to.
Like, so this person sent this t-shirt of Chicken in the Corn and wanted it signed, and Paul had already signed it somehow. I read the letter, but I didn't retain the information.
At a tour stop or some live date.
And so and there was what is called a SACE, a self-addressed stamped envelope, mm-hmm. I recall from my days of sending fan mail. As a kid.
It's also six in Spanish, in Espanol.
Yeah, but spelled differently. And we signed it and we put it back in the envelope for you. And we're going to send it. And if you don't live there anymore, which is very possible.
Look, we
can't do anything about
that. I think we need to take bets on whether this person is even still a listener.
Yeah, they could have possibly not
wanted
to.
People move on from podcasts.
Well, because once you don't get a response for years.
If you steal their t-shirt from them, sure.
Yeah, 3 years.
We're sending it back. It's signed by all three of us. And hopefully you get it soon and you love it.
Sorry, Mike T, but we got to it when we got to it. And we got to it now.
And we also want to say thank you. I posted this on Instagram. Thank you to Belinda and Cooper for making gorgeous embroideries for us of our dogs.
Yes.
Dog identities.
These were great. And how long ago were these sent?
19. I didn't clock the date.
But probably 3 years.
Yeah. We're looking at years ago. This is going to go right up on my wall, though. I love it.
It's lovely.
Which wall?
My gallery wall.
Belinda, is that her name?
Yeah.
Is that the name?
Yeah.
Well, they sent these wonderful needlepoints, one of Rocky for Scott.
Thank you, my dead dog. Mm-hmm.
And one of
maybe they
Mr.
made it
Peanut
when Rocky
Butter
was still with us.
When was Rocky avatar still with us? No, Rocky wasn't still with us.
But maybe they did, and we haven't gotten to the mail in that long.
Whoa, because Rocky passed away. When did Tim Kalpakis get married? Is the day after.
I don't know. I wasn't invited.
Samesies.
You guys, you should have seen the Bruce Springsteen.
So what if I hardly knew him at the time?
Yeah, same. Who gives a shit?
I have absolute strangers inviting me to weddings.
Why wouldn't they invite us?
You're telling me acquaintances can't invite me to a wedding where a bunch of people I know are going to be there?
Yeah, it's like a party that I would enjoy.
Yeah.
We all enjoyed it.
You think?
Oh my God. He's back with an attitude. I can't.
Yeah, this is Paul back in studio.
If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at this.
Wow, and what is this?
Your
the best?
Really?
It's the best around. No matter the mountain, Sail away.
Who can say what the world is that all for viewer mail?
That's the only ones I want to talk about. Well, no offense to anyone else.
I
can't get into it
all.
I
got
something sent to me.
Doodah.
I got something sent to me. Oh, the doodah day. What is it, an email? Is it from a company? They said, you have an order that you placed with us, and we love to send it to you.
It is from a company. It's from a company that Paul F. Tompkins started an exclusive arrangement with.
That's right. Oh, my God. It is exclusive.
Okay, can we just see? How are you? Can we do the Cameo check-in?
Yeah, let's do a Cameo check-in.
Cameo's still happening. The price got raised, but I'm still getting requests.
And you're at 300 now?
Yes.
And you were getting a flood of requests.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
But I caught up.
Good.
Oh, good.
I
caught up. Okay,
so now
good.
Now it's manageable, I would hope.
It is manageable.
If it's mentionable, it's manageable.
Exactly.
So you're mentioning
and
it.
And I'm mentioning it all the time. Yeah. There are still some people that are not quite sure of the concept. And so I message them when they give a request, say, this is what I do. Are you sure you still want this? And a couple of people I have not heard back from.
Oh,
and
good.
So I think I have to wait until it's almost about to expire, because I think if I let it expire, that reflects poorly on me. I think I have to decline the request.
Oh, I see.
So I can have
the
a good rating or whatever.
Of Cameo.
Who knew? There's so much. Oh,
God. Well, in any case, you mentioned on
there was somebody that I was at the gym today, and somebody.
You look really good.
You look ripped.
Your body is so
all your
fucking
muscles
jacked.
Look, I mean, we're all having fun, but look, I'm not trying to be in a Marvel movie. I'm just trying to stay alive.
Why is that the dichotomy?
It's
so funny. It's like you gotta, there should be something in between.
You're going to the gym? Why? You're trying to get super cut? I'm like, no, just adding 1 year to my life.
Perhaps by spending 2 years of my life doing this.
Let's hope so. I'm there on the elliptical machine, and I see on my phone that a request comes through. I go to open it. And then by the time I opened it, 20 seconds later, they had canceled their request.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
It was wild to see that thought process happening.
Yeah.
Well, this was not a canceled request. You mentioned on our last episode or the episode before that, a mutual friend bought me one of your Cameos.
Yeah. And I had a guess as to who it was.
Who was your guess?
That person.
It was that person.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was thinking, who is willing to do this kind of
business? Of all people, this guy.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be this guy. And this is...
it's not me. I do have two thumbs, though.
And it's not me. I broke my thumbs in a butt plug accident.
Butt plug accident.
Putting one in, taking one out, or using them instead of butt plugs.
I won't be explaining.
But this is, we've talked about him a few times. This is Tall John. Mm-hmm. Tall John bought this.
Famously extremely tall man.
Was trying to disguise that it was him by spelling his name differently upon the request and not realizing that his name was in the credit card information or something.
Yes, exactly.
And so Paul knew this was, and I think his request was for it to be for a friend named Scott who was starting a new podcast venture.
Yes, he needed a pep talk. He was feeling insecure about the podcast. And
but you saw who it was.
I immediately saw who it was.
And you saw through it right away and decided to do your own thing. And this made us all laugh. This is Paul's Cameo to me.
Hey, Scott. Your friend John really cares about you, and he told me that you're going through a hard time, that recently your dick fell off, and it got on the ground, and the ground was dirty, and there's like, you know, grass and dirt on your dick, and you have to wash it off, and, you know, obviously you have to tell people about it, and that's not easy.
Obviously.
So, I just want you to know that your struggles, while mortifying and comical, they're real to you and to everyone. Everyone knows about your dick falling down and getting dirty. I would say rinse it in the sink.
You're giving him medical advice?
I don't think you can send it out to like a dry cleaner. I think you have to do it. I think this is something that you have to do yourself. And I would say... run the water until it's warm. If you have the thing with two taps, turn on the hot first. Let it get hot, and then turn on the cold until you get to like a nice warm level of water temperature, and then rinse it off there. And
this is not different than the other cameos that I do. Yeah,
I think
do it over
good.
The kitchen sink, maybe, if you have a garbage disposal, and then sinkerator, so that any gravel or whatever goes down there. You're not technically supposed to put gravel in the thing. Anyway, best of luck from your friend John and me, Paul F. Tompkins.
The face you make
that
at the
really
end.
That was really good.
What face did I make at the end?
Oh, it's just like you seem so... Oh, damn, it erased it. But
You crossed your eyes and fell over.
No, you were...
I wish.
You seemed so beleaguered during the whole thing.
I was
like,
beleaguered.
And almost,
beleaguered?
Yeah.
Belegda? Belegda.
You seemed so belegda.
And then at the end, you're like, and for me, Paul F. Tompkins. And you smiled really big. But you seemed to really be empathizing with my plight.
That's how I try to do it,
during
you
most
know?
Of it. Yeah.
You really want to be there for these people in the situations you've made up.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that's great.
So that was what a wonderful gift from Tall John and from you, Paul.
And you have it forever now.
I do, yes.
And with the official cameo watermark.
Wow, yes, thank
and
you.
And that is something you couldn't get just by being his friend.
And do I download it from this or I've just been keeping the browser open? Do I download it?
I have zero idea. Okay,
I don't know, but that's why I can never find mine from Matt Roloff. It was like not easy.
Who?
The guy from Little People Big World that Jimmy Fallon sent me. I already told you.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
It's very close to Matt Roffel. Rolling
who's
on
that?
The floor laughing.
Okay.
Matt rolling on the floor laughing?
Yeah. I think that's actually what it was based on.
Is he related to Matt LaMau?
You mean Matt LeBlanc?
No, Matt LaMau.
Who's that?
Matt laughing my ass off?
LaMau. I've never heard it pronounced exactly
LaMau.
Like that.
LaMau.
LMFAO. Bitches.
Yeah, what happened to them? Those guys.
Yeah, one was
they
like.
They did like improv at I.O.
What?
I remember they were around for a minute or something.
Are they the reason that it went out of
business? Or were they doing improv? Or maybe I'm mixing it up. Were they doing improv?
Improv I.O. just formed around them.
Yes. But this was the time when Real World L.A. was happening and they did improv at I.O. And then
I remember that.
LMFAO was also there for some reason or that. Maybe they were performing.
I remember when Real World did improv.
Treat. Like after these terrible people do improv, then
we'll
as
sing
a special
our
treat.
Dumb song.
What was their song again?
I'm sexy and I know. Is that right?
Party rocking in the house tonight.
Everybody gonna have a good time. And we're gonna make you lose.
I think I'm sexy and I know it is one of theirs too, right?
I'm sexy and I know it.
There, no right said Fred.
Yeah, no. It's like only one person can be sexy.
Right said Fred are COVID deniers now.
Well, then I guess I have a new favorite I'm So Sexy song.
I guess I never
LMFAO.
Thought of them. I never thought of them as a band.
They're two dudes. Those two big jack bald dudes.
If you're okay, if you're two dudes,
yeah. And I hope you are.
Unless you're both, I pray that you are. Unless you both have the same name that you name the band.
Right.
You can't name the band after a person's name.
Fred, you mean?
Yes.
One of them is Fred.
No.
Because it's confusing.
Right said Fred is a, I think it's a quote from something.
It's probably like the Bard.
It's like how Duran,
probably the Bard.
Duran Duran is a character in Barbarella.
Right.
What?
I was going to look up Right Said Fred and I realized I don't care enough.
Exactly.
I don't care.
But then the one, you think of the one guy from the video as Right Said Fred.
I think there's two guys in the video.
I don't, that's impossible.
There's another guy lurking behind him.
I guess
I thought he wasn't
man.
Supposed to be there.
The dude from Right Said Fred is so jacked though, it's hard to like get anyone else
that's
into the fray.
Exactly.
So sexy. Yeah.
And also it's like Blondie. Like why did they go with Blondie when there's one blonde woman in the group
because
and her name is not Blondie.
She's the
vibe. They should have gone with Dagwood.
She is the vibe.
Yeah. Oh,
but why
wow.
not call it Debbie Harry and Friends?
These images are.
Did you look up Right Said Fred?
I did. Just to see the then and now is sort of fascinating. And just the sheer baldness of the whole story.
The sheer power baldness of
the
these two.
The audacious baldness.
Oh, formed by brothers Fred and Richard Fairbrass.
Okay. I apologize.
Right said Fred.
I accept your apology. I know that was not easy for you to do.
It must have been like an inside
joke. It's
really
not because I still
time,
don't feel wrong.
I bet you when they were little, one time Fred like said right and it was so funny that they were like, now we're going to be called Right
That is so funny.
Yeah, well, it's like an inside joke.
Right.
The group was named after the novelty song Right Said Fred, which was a hit single
for
singer and actor Bernard Cribbins in 1962.
Bernard Cribbins, the murderer?
So both of us are right.
Are they married is another question.
I like this.
They're unmarried. Fred also appears to be unmarried at the moment. This is
appears to be unmarried.
Hold on.
He's always got his arm around his brother.
To their vaccine stuff.
Someone was asking if these two brothers were married to each other. That's sick.
Sickness.
They're not married. They're just close.
Hopefully the Supreme Court will rule on this soon.
Still against vaccine despite being admitted to hospital with COVID-19.
Oh, no. Both of them?
Yeah. No, Richard.
Richard.
Not Fred.
Right.
The anti-vax stands to the Green Cross Code, whatever that is. Anyway.
Green Cross Code.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Too sexy for this jab.
and now I'm going to dab. I still love it when people dab in a comical way.
It's funny, man.
I like it.
It's funny.
I know it's dorky. I like it. To see people dabbing is really funny.
It really gets me. It's what a weird thing that blew up and imploded in such a quick time.
I like it when kids do it. I like it when adults do it. I like it when anyone dabs.
It really makes me laugh. It's so dumb.
Even when I'm watching a TV show from 5 years ago when it was popular or just starting, to see like a whole family do it on Family Feud or something. I love it. The funniest.
Classic.
Speaking of
which, we're doing our show next weekend.
That's right. Will that be over by the time people are hearing
this? No, people are hearing this Thursday.
Yes, but the show is sold out. Lauren and I
are
going to
be... a few standby tickets for that day.
Do you think I could get a standby ticket?
I don't know. You have to pay $300. Cameo.
It's cameo prices. Once it gets sold out, it goes to cameo prices for standby. Lauren and I are going to be captains in an all-comedian feud. It's called Comedian Feud. Hmm. It's like Family Feud, though.
It's just like
so it's family. Ripping off Family Feud.
Just here's a little secret. It's just like Family Feud. It's just comedians, though. It's not.
So should I call the Mark Goodman,
Bill Todson Productions?
Yeah. Aren't you excited?
I am excited. It's going to be fun, and I've never been to that theater before.
Me neither.
Which I'm looking forward to.
The Although Elysian I might be doing theater. Something there tonight. I don't remember where the show is.
What theater is it? The Palace?
The Elysian.
Oh.
The Elysian.
Interesting.
I'm doing an improv show tonight, and it will be my first time besides my One Wild Horses show. Doing a show with an audience.
How do you feel about that?
I feel excited. You know, having had COVID-19, the novel Kanana by that, I feel much more at ease right now about doing.
Because you're in the 90-day window.
Yeah. My 90-day
fiance. You had the naval Kanana virus.
Yeah. And that was really scary.
Because you were on a boat.
Because I was on the boat.
Yeah, so I'm
excited. We'll see. I'm gonna have fun.
I think you will.
But I'm tired. You know, I'm finding that I'm doing some more. I'm having some more days that feel pre-pandemic-y, where I'm like doing like four things in a day.
I know,
and I'm going like, woo. Yeah.
Let me tell you girlfriend. Yeah. Last night we had tickets to go see a show.
We had tickets to show.
We had tickets to show ho-hos.
And
this is a new segment on Threedom.
But we didn't go.
But we did go.
Oh. This is a different segment.
We were both very tired. And I was like, what if we just bailed on this? What if we don't
And you're like,
go?
Wait a minute. For the past 2 years, we haven't been able to do anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, what was the show?
The show was the very funny Sam Pancake.
Oh, yes. I saw you went to
was
that.
Doing a one-person show. At
He's
this,
very funny.
This weird little theater space that I'd heard about but had never been to before. There's a restaurant called Casino del Campo
in the basement. I went to see the Golden Girls that Sam was also part of there.
Yes, I wish I'd seen that.
So did Sam ever leave that place?
No, I think he lives there.
Weird.
He got lost. I can't find his way out.
He can't, because it's kind of confusing with the stairs.
And as the audience was leaving, he's like, please, take me with you.
You have to like walk.
Everyone was like, get the fuck out of here.
When you go down the stairs to get out, you have to go up them.
Oh, he doesn't know the concept of up yet?
I don't think
he should watch that movie.
Yeah. Well, it's a big concept in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Does it make him too sad?
I think he got it because at the end of the show, he wanted somebody to pick him up. He was going uppies, uppies.
Oh, but
being picked up is different than going up.
Yeah, he could do it himself. True.
So he's almost there. I think he'll be out soon.
He's raised up above the ground, which is one step of putting your feet on stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So did you feel, Paul, did you feel better for having gone after you did?
I'm so glad I went.
Yeah.
And I was very tired. It is weird. We kept our masks on.
Leave your mask on.
We kept them on. And it was, so it was like, when I would laugh, it would fog up my glasses and it was making me.
You have taken your glasses off?
I did. I periodically would take them off. Then I would readjust the mask.
Was too blurry. And it was
Yeah.
Why haven't they figured this out yet?
I don't know.
We're two years in. The priority should be fixing it so people with glasses can wear masks.
They fixed iPhones to where you can unlock them with a mask on.
Yeah.
I know. I still didn't set that up.
You can unlock them with a mask on. But they, so many masks that I fell for that were like the ultimate for glasses wearers. And it's like,
none
of them
work.
When
you said I fell for it, I thought you meant romantically.
I'm in love with this mask.
Janie and I went through a rough patch and I was involved with a mask. Well,
Janie should have opened up her heart.
Smoking.
Not the mask.
Oh, sorry.
If you fucked the mask, I think it would probably go sideways. That thing takes
Dude,
crazy.
If you fucked the mask, liberties. I would be high-fiving you so fucking hard right now.
Dude, because that would be like the coolest.
That would be the funniest fuck of all time.
I wish I'd never told you guys that I was romantically attracted to the mask because this is
Is it the green color?
It's Look, everything.
I think there's a lot of people who would fuck Jim Carrey as the mask.
Yeah.
That is
Do you think he ever did
true.
It? Do you think he ever did it?
Well, you know, he had the makeup on. Probably was hard to take off. Sometimes he probably had his girlfriend visit. They fucked.
Do you think he would
work
do,
the shaft?
He would do voices when he would have sex?
I hope so.
Yeah. Why do you hope that?
He probably has. For sure he has.
Do you think it's been requested or he just provided that?
Oh, no. That'd be a real huge bummer.
Do you think
it's
Dave?
Like, that's, like someone, that's like asking someone to do a cameo while they're fucking you.
What if we moved on to someone I don't respect? Like Dave Coulier. Do you think he did?
What?
Like when?
Would he do Papa? Him? He was my fantastic star of Full House.
When she went down on him in the middle of dinner.
Right.
Do you think he was going?
No, he was in the middle of a theater.
In the middle of the theater.
She wouldn't do that during dinner.
You could do it depending on the length of the tablecloth. You
can't fit two meats in one mouth.
Put his dick in some mashed potatoes.
You can't fit two meats in one mouth. Jesus Christ.
And anyway, that's not even true.
You ever been to a barbecue?
You can. I've eaten a hot dog and chicken at the same time.
Yeah.
What?
Or like a hot dog wrapped in bacon? It's already there.
It all goes to the same place.
Your butt.
I'll cut up a steak and then I'll cut up like bits of, I don't know,
venison.
Like venison. And yeah, I'll mash them
veal.
All together.
I'll cut up veal. I'll cut up.
I'll eat veal and a pork chop.
I'll eat veal and a pork
Two
chop.
Bits.
You're right.
I'll cut up some like young chicken meat.
Young chicken meat. Oh, trying to get that veal experience.
Hey, young chicken meat, if you're listening, please, we want to help your song go to number one. So,
young chicken meat's new hit single, anti-vaxxed or die trying.
Young chicken in the corn.
Chicken in the corn.
Who cares?
And the corn cat
chicken
grow.
In the niblets.
Lauren, are you feeling tired, do you think, because of changes in your body due to having a baby?
I would say so, and I would say the schedule changes that
excuse?
Also come with that.
Yes.
And then the fact that I had the COVID, which I think also maybe I was on. But I was already tired like this. I think that I am tired because I get up at 5 every day, and I don't stop moving pretty much all day, and then I have to do other things and work and use my brain cells.
You're pretty much around a 5 a.m. Wordle sender.
Yep, and you're up. You're up there, too.
Today was a 4 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, I got to sleep in today, so I actually didn't do my Wordle.
Was Holly at your house?
Yeah. she loves it there.
Yeah.
I didn't know
and
we could share.
That's why I got to sleep in, yeah.
No, this was a real, like, 4 a.m., oh, no, I'm not getting back to sleep. And then, I know eventually I will, and today was 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah, I think I did my Wordle around 6:45, and then I was told I could keep sleeping.
How nice, by Holly.
Yeah.
Her first
words.
Hey,
go back to bed, baby.
I'm good with these toys. We got it figured out. But yeah, she's just the best.
So is she sleeping in a more regular time now?
She does sleep without, she was for a long time doing one wake up in the middle of the night, and now she does not do that anymore. But she might wake up at 5:45 or 6:45 or 7. So it's kind of, we see. But so some days it's really early.
Okay.
But yeah, but she's doing great.
When she go to school so where you can forget about all this?
I think that's going
to
be in about 5 years.
Oh, man. 5 years from now?
No, I guess, I guess preschool.
Yeah.
But no. Hold it in.
Oh my God, Paul's about. No, Paul. No, 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 no Paul, you can't, not on this show.
Push it out of you.
Push it out. Oh God, he's shaking.
It's making my nose itch.
did I shake when I blew my nose?
Yeah, you literally were like, your whole head was like vibrating.
I did not know that that happened.
And your tail went all crazy.
Well, because I sensed danger.
And your wings. Oh my God, they were flapping.
And your wings.
The sound of my wings.
Your wings on your back.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back with more Threedom.
Bye.
And we're back. And may I just say, Paul brought the blackest banana I've ever seen.
It's on its last legs.
It's really like within the hour, it's going to be too bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
The blackest banana. Wow, you really did.
There was a club in Philadelphia called the Black Banana.
Who was there?
It was like an after hours club.
Ooh, after which hours?
The hours 5 p.m.? Of 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.
So after, but after one and after two.
After one and after two. If you would get there after one, they would say, you're a little early.
Come back after two.
Now, what's your perfect banana visual? When do you know it's just right for you?
For me, it's got to be the yellowest it can be. No black marks.
Yeah, me too.
Yellow, if there's like no green.
If there's a little bit of green at the top, at the stalk.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'll try it. But when it's not ready and you bite into that.
I hate that. Oh, it's so hard.
Never bitten into a banana that's not ready.
What?
Never.
It's always been ready for me.
Oh, what a privileged life you must lead.
I actually think that's wrong.
What? I hate you.
Oh.
I hate you.
The littlest thing.
I had a banana today that was
fantastic.
And
why do people listen to this?
It had a little bit of green. Some people like them green and raw. And some people like them sloppy brown.
I don't get that.
I don't get the whole put it in the freezer to make bread. Fuck you. You're not doing that.
I'll buy my banana bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Do you guys, this is what I do. Any bruises, I cut them out.
Well, you're such a baby.
What the fuck? Take it easy.
What a fucking baby.
Any brown? No, I don't like it.
I'll give them to the dogs. Sometimes I'll bite around it.
What? Come on, guys.
If it's going to be a really sloppy duty.
Yeah. I don't like the sloppy duty.
But Scott's
Why do I listen to this show?
Cut off the crust.
Cut off the crust of my banana, please.
Please, mommy. Banana brown.
You guys probably eat the little stick at the bottom.
Love it. It's the best part.
The bottom?
Stick.
You're talking about fucking.
Well, what do you call it?
A stick at the bottom?
Yeah.
Of a banana?
The little thing at the bottom?
Is it the seed?
I never get there. I always
leave
about a quarter of an inch of the banana at the bottom.
You're the weirdest.
And every once in a while, the whole thing will pop out. And I go, ah, dang.
You're the weirdest of us all.
No, I'm not.
You're the most wasteful, that's for sure.
Well, I'm so sorry. He's throwing away pure scoops.
Well, you're leaving good banana on the table. This guy's just persnickety.
I just stop when I stop.
And you don't get up top.
Is one banana too much for you? Should they sell shorter bananas for Laura?
They do. And
they do make little bananas.
When you see those little ones, I think... No.
You're talking about penises right now.
I'm a banana
I'm not
size
like
queen.
Minnie Mouse. Sometimes you see those and you just think, it's a no for me today, but I'm sure somebody.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
And for this reason, I'm out.
Randy,
is he still around?
God, I thought he was touring with a band that I thought was good, but I can't.
They go like this.
It's not Journey.
Oh, yeah, because he played with Journey. I forgot he was
Journey
a musician.
For yeah.
Yeah.
Other than a personality.
I thought he was a manager.
No, he was a bass player.
Dang.
And session musician. He was great.
I think at the time I knew that, and as time has passed, I stopped knowing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird, the things you stopped knowing?
I was once on a flight with him.
Really?
Whoa. And I was getting off
the plane. And you knew everything would be okay.
You were on a journey with him.
True.
True.
And I was getting off the plane, and as I approached the exit, I saw him at the front. He was in first class, Natch.
Yeah.
And people asked him to take a picture, and it was a red eye. And so this was like,
oh, that's
fucking
rude.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then
he did it. He was really nice.
Well, he's very nice. But then when you got up to the front, did he say, and do you have anything you want to say to me?
Yes. And I said, I looked him square in the glasses and I said, it's a no for me, dog.
And
how many times do people say
that
to him?
Did he laugh a lot?
He laughed so much. He laughed so much they called the air marshal.
And just to be clear, he stayed in his seat. He stayed in his seat while people were getting off the plane until everyone was done, so that he would make sure to be seen by everyone.
What I realized later was there must have been a chain of people taking pictures.
There must have been a chain of people.
Are you asking me questions just to set you up for songs?
I wish you knew Fleetwood Mac's The Chain.
Fleetwood Mac!
Oh, that's Jim Carrey's.
This is Fleetwood Mac cover band, where he dresses as the mask.
And then he has a Stevie Nicks wig on. In
thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rhiannon! But he closes with Cuban Pete.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, everyone wants the hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't like flying with celebrities. I didn't realize I said that.
You don't like flying with celebrities?
I don't like flying.
Did I ever tell you the thing that I did that was like...
What?
Totally, I didn't know I said it.
What?
But like I was recording an ad or something and I was like, I'm sure I've told this story, but I was like just at home.
I'm going to tune out then.
And I was like, well, I said it's in my Twitter bio, blah, blah, blah. And then Mike was like... That's funny you did that as Tracy Reardon. And I was like, what? And he was like, why were you, like, you were doing that as Tracy?
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you said Twitto bio. And I was like, no, I didn't. And then I listened back and I did. But I would have just sent it like that.
It's in my Twitto bio.
Twitto bio. Twitto bio.
But to not even know you said it.
But I don't like.
It's terrifying.
I don't like flying with celebrities because I feel like a plane is more likely to go down when a celebrity's on it. Don't you think?
No. I think you're safe. When he saw Randy, I thought, it's all good here, dog.
Really?
When the plane landed, I thought, we're okay.
Yeah. But you know all those famous planes that go down with celebrities?
What you're really afraid of is that you see the celebrity's going to be on the plane, and then they're going to say, so-and-so died, and then someone later will be like, and Scott.
No, I don't care about that.
There's not that many, actually.
Well, there's the big one.
I mean, honestly, if you died, you can't care about that. You wouldn't care.
I don't know.
Really? Even if you were an angel, you'd say, it's okay, I don't care.
You're an angel. You go right to angel status? I hope you're not going to be worried about that petty bullshit.
I have angel status in heaven. I pre-booked.
I can go in the lounge.
How many celebrities have died on planes?
Four.
Oh, my God.
Almost Seth MacFarlane.
Aaliyah.
Almost Seth MacFarlane.
Almost Seth MacFarlane.
Almost doesn't count.
No, except in horseshoes and hand grenades.
But you got, okay, so you got the big three. You the Big Bopper.
Richie Valens.
And Buddy Holly. Yeah.
You got Patsy Cline.
Oh, yeah. You got Randy Rhodes.
Oh, did he?
That was a weird one where the plane was buzzing the tour bus or something.
You got...
Why are you ignoring me?
Why would
what
you
did you say,
Aaliyah,
dear?
Aaliyah,
yes. Okay.
What about...
forgot you're president of the Aaliyah fan club.
What about Two-Face? Now, what's her name from TLC?
That wasn't a plane crash.
No, that wasn't a plane crash, was it?
What was it? And what's her name?
We can't talk about celebrities.
Left Eye.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
We've gotten in trouble every time we've said a name of anyone and followed it with a fact or what we believe to be a fact.
We can't talk about anyone anymore.
And Steven Van Zandt, did he...
I have no signal in this.
Oh, from Leonard?
It was like, no, wait.
Get on the Wi-Fi.
It's not him. It's Stevie Ray Vaughan, I'm sorry.
Oh.
It was a helicopter, I think.
Was it Stevie Ray Vaughan or...
P.V. Ray Vaughan?
P.V. Paypon.
P.V. P.V. Poupon?
P.V. Gray Poupon.
Do you have any P.V. Poupon?
Well, we don't know. We'd never know.
What are you doing?
She died in a car accident.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
Are you taking a picture of the Wi-Fi password?
I'm logging in.
She's logging into it because she has too much stuff she has to look up.
I'm the resident Googler.
It's true.
The Googler.
This used to be stuff that Chevin would
Hello,
do and
Batman.
Put in the chat. But
see, here's the thing. It's like this password is bananas. And we need to make it simple.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
Your password on Wi-Fi should be like, cheese. It's stop trying to be like, it's 1291 exclamation
like,
mark.
Stop trying to be something that no one can log into as well.
You don't want all these businesses leeching off of the Wi-Fi.
But who's going to think it's cheese?
No one's guessing cheese.
You know what I mean?
It's true. I've cracked it. I can't believe they use cheese.
They've been guessing WYXPM.
All right, Chevin has sent us. Chevin has sent us a comprehensive list.
Oh my God! Wait,
of notable celebrities who have died in aircraft
in the
incidents.
Personal chat.
Why do we want this? I feel this is a scary conversation.
We have John Denver.
Yes,
we've forgotten about John. I just heard the best John Denver song the other day.
Which one?
Rocky Mountain High.
Please, Daddy,
don't get drunk this Christmas.
It wasn't one of the super famous ones, but I loved it. It was so dramatic. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on.
What did it make you feel?
Scared, I just was like, wow, alive. this is a I was like, this is a sound from him that I think this is it. Okay, do you want me to play it?
Yeah, I do.
This is the there eagle and the hawk. Must have been some magic. All right, The Eagle and the Hawk by John Denver.
Hit the goalpost.
This is The Eagle and the Hawk by John Denver here on Threedom. And we also want to say that if you're out there and you are related to John Denver, we're sorry to bring up all of these terrible memories about him dying in a plane crash. But I'm sure you've heard his music since then at least once or twice. We can't be the first time that you've ever heard it. But here he is. This is The Eagle and the Hawk on Threedom.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Listen to this, though. It's great.
It's very soaring and sweeping.
Yeah.
It's befitting an eagle and or a hawk.
Yeah. It's good.
Can I say,
yeah,
it feels a little derivative of his other song, Calypso.
Oh, yeah. Calypso.
Which is a great song.
That's a great song,
that's
too.
That's a great fucking song.
He doesn't get his due.
Do you know what else?
He is right now. We love you, right, buddy. Now.
The West Virginia song, Country Roads, is a great fucking song.
Grandma's Feather Bed?
I don't know that one.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. It sounds gross. Is it about his grandma having sex?
Is it about when you pee in the feather bed, it stays?
It stays.
Okay, here's some more people. John F. Kennedy Jr.
Let it linger. Yes, of course.
On my feather bed. On my feather bed.
Roberto Clemente.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Stevie Ray Vaughan, you're right. Yes.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Jim Croce.
Yeah, Bebe Leroy Brown.
Yeah. Payne Stewart. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Golfer.
Golfers don't count.
Golfers don't count as celebrities.
It's really true, though.
Yeah. Troy Gentry. Who's this? Oh,
of the Landed
Gentry? Of Montgomery Gentry, the country music duo.
Sure.
So, it happens. Not as much as you would think, though.
No, it's ow!
And then, John F. Kennedy Jr. didn't count because he did it to himself.
And he's also still alive as Vincent Fusco.
I'm going on record.
Plus, he's still
I'm not
alive.
Yeah. During this.
He's
because people are going to tag me and shit.
No,
and
he's
go,
still alive.
Warren said, guess what? I didn't say.
That is my favorite thing is when people forget who said what.
Yeah. I didn't say anything.
Yeah. We got both. You and me got both tarred with the same brush recently over something that Paul brought up.
What did I say?
I don't want to
I'm saying I don't know about this and I don't like this.
But you know that John F. Kennedy Jr. is still alive, right?
I'm not speaking on this.
You know that he's still alive.
Warren, and he's going to. You know that JFK Jr. is still alive and he will eventually overthrow the government and
you
the
know this.
President. You know this.
You know this. You say it all the time.
I'm not speaking to you. I'm not speaking. I'm not speaking.
What a dumb country.
Can you believe it?
Fucking
like, how did that get started? Like, one person said it once and people decided that it was true.
That's how everything works.
I guess.
Do you think there's a conspiracy for every single death that is ever, like, any notable person?
Think something is not true about everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone thinks something is not true about everything.
Yeah, definitely pencils.
Something like that.
I'm trying to think of like whose death.
Definitely pencils.
I'm trying to do a
what
Rain Man impression.
Definitely pencils.
But I know you never
that
said
says
pencils.
Random words behind you. It said rubigonist. I don't know what that means.
Rubigonist?
Rubigamist?
Impanel?
What are these words?
Concerted.
That one I know.
That's if RuPaul was a bigamist?
Seed. What the fuck is that?
Concerted.
It's got dictionary. It's so just words from the dictionary.
So now we're just looking at screensavers.
So Earwolf is trying to make you guys learn new words all day. They're like, Colin's like, if your vocabulary isn't increased by one per day, and I will be quizzing you.
And sorry, chaps, you've got to improve your vocabulary.
Your vocab.
Impanel.
Do you know the word impanel?
I love that he's got the old man voice.
It's to form a panel.
Impanel. Da 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 da.
Impanel.
Da 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 da.
Impanel. Now
impanel.
Do you think this is our most disjointed episode?
I don't know. It's just great to be back together with you guys.
I think one of impanel.
That sounded so funny.
I want to hear.
Yeah, isn't it?
I think it's impanel. It's not impanel.
Just stop.
What word did you say on the Marvel newcomers episode?
What did I say?
Panel.
Impanel.
Impanel.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Is that what you said?
Yes. Impanel. You have a degree in English.
Yeah, but honestly, I was like seeing it out of context.
It should be to get
enroll,
a degree.
It means to enroll someone onto a jury. To get impaneled.
Impaneled, yeah.
Okay.
They impaneled a jury. To get a degree in English, you should have to pronounce every single word in the dictionary correctly.
I was reading something.
It was Zealots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zealots.
But you know why I think I thought that? Because there's this Blackalicious song, and at the end he goes, Zealots. And I just in my head is that yeah.
Why does he say that?
It's alphabet aerobics.
Oh.
And at the end he goes, gets to Z and he says Z.
But here, maybe I'm wrong. How's it pronounced?
Zealots.
Zealots. Yeah, that's
okay. That is correct. Yeah. But I said it wrong when I first read
but
it.
But I thought I
also was reading it because it was like a Marvel character.
Yes, I gave Lauren Lauren the out of like
that was
it's
a good
just
out.
It's the gibberish that you're reading in a Marvel.
Nicole
summary.
And I can barely get through those summaries.
Yeah.
I thought for years I thought it was Black Panther.
And why is he wearing
what are his powers?
Black pants.
The Hulk.
What?
The Hulk.
What'd you say?
The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk.
I just thought you went
Hulk.
Goofy.
Hulk.
Hulk. Hulk.
Fucking Goofy. What an idiot.
Hey, I played him.
I know. Did you have sympathy for him because you played him as a character?
I know. He was such an idiot.
Sort of. You know, say some words about how we're not going to hear helicopters anymore.
I'm sorry, everyone, about your helicopters.
Let's do a sad version of the helicopter thing.
Perfect.
He's looking for someone. He's looking for someone. He's looking for someone. Helicopter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or how about this?
That got me in the feels.
I know.
He found him.
Oh, bye.
In heaven. La 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 la.
That's like the Entertainment Tonight theme. Anytime anyone died.
I feel like Entertainment so Tonight.
It always is like da 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 da. But then if someone dies, it's
so funny. It's so funny. That show's still on.
Is it still on?
Why?
It's crazy.
You can get your entertainment news so much easier than having
but
to watch
sort of
Entertainment
like,
Tonight.
I like when that stuff's on TV.
We watch it every once in a while, and like Inside Edition and whatever. Do you know who looks terrific? Deborah Norville.
Who's that?
She's the host of Inside Edition.
Oh, wasn't she like a newscaster from back in the day?
She's been around forever. She looks great.
In what way? Like sexually?
Yeah.
Deborah.
She arouses me.
You creep.
Hey, my wife is also aroused by her.
Deborah, what?
We just watched
your hall pass, your mutual hall pass.
Oh,
man, I want to fuck Deborah Norville.
That's us through the whole episode.
We can't talk about real people on the show.
Why?
Because we will forever be indebted.
Someone who knows Deborah Norville will write to us and say, I was really offended.
How about
that? You want to fuck
wife? I feel that overlap is so slim. I'm willing to take that chance so we can talk about Deborah Norville.
I think it's okay.
Also, it's a compliment.
It's a compliment that you want to fuck someone.
Why is everybody so sensitive now? It's a compliment.
Lauren, come on.
What?
Hey, Lauren,
I've been at peak performance for the last 60 minutes.
Hey, Lauren is bouncing back and forth.
We've only been doing this for 35.
You're bouncing back and forth between absolute chaos and total shutdown.
I know. It's really the way my brain feels.
You were on a plane yesterday, though, weren't you?
No, I was on a plane on...
Oh, no, the ring, the grudge.
What day was it? Thursday.
Well, then get it together, my dear girl.
My dear boy.
Can I tell you something? I'm mad at myself for saying the ring first when it was the grudge that I meant.
Yeah, but they're the same thing.
Hey,
they're not really, because only one has the noise.
Yeah.
No shit.
Bring the grudge, bring the noise.
Bring the grudge, bring the noise.
Yeah, I love that song.
What if it was called Doug Grudge? Would it have been as popular?
Doug Grudge. Doug Grudge. If they made a urban remake? Not a bad idea.
What, Lauren?
I was just thinking about something you wouldn't get.
Okay, tell us.
Oh, try us.
Don't censor yourself because we wouldn't get
it. Try us, millennial. Is it about center parts?
No, it's about Doug Funny.
Doug Funny?
Who the fuck is that?
You nailed it. Don't know what that is.
I don't want to know who Doug Funny is, but go ahead. Tell us who Doug Funny is.
I want to know who Doug Funny is.
He's a cartoon character from Nickelodeon in the 90s.
Oh.
And when you said Doug Grudge, I thought one of his last name was Rudge, and he was Doug Rudge.
Wait, I'm familiar with the cartoon character Doug.
Doug Rudge
was Funny?
Yeah.
What?
Well, his girlfriend's name was Patty Mayonnaise.
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just know Doug as a barely drawn character whose name was Doug.
You know, the artistry in Doug.
His last name is funny?
And you're no Doug.
I'm 2 minutes behind.
And you, sir, are no Doug.
Roger. What was Roger's
name? Rabbit.
Kevin.
Federer. Roger Kevin.
Dodger. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to get...
What?
Lauren turned into
like
a yawning ghost.
This is from a game.
Okay.
Okay, a game. Yeah, Pac-Man. It's
from Pac-Man.
No, but maybe.
Yeah.
But it's from...
Maybe! Maybe, I don't know.
For me, it's from when you kill the ducks in Duck Hunt, and then that dog gets up and laughs.
Duh what?
Duck Hunt.
No, come on.
All right, look, let's take a break. Yeah. Let's regroup.
All right, slap yourselves.
Oh, different groups?
Yeah.
When we come back, three other people will be here.
Slap it to base.
Okay, bye.
We're back.
Yep, we're back.
We're back.
Lauren just blew my mind because she had a little between segment snack, animal crackers with chocolate chips in them.
And you know, they're from Whole Foods and they're really good.
They're the 365
and let me
label.
Just say that there's something about them that I love, and I don't know if
is this a commercial?
Is it because they're cookies?
Are we in the middle of a commercial?
What I love is that they're cookies. And what I also love is that
for something I can't
explain it fully, but I feel that the chocolate chips are cold.
Really?
May I have one?
Yeah.
So now you think that the cookie is at room temperature? But the chocolate chip is cold.
There's something chilly about these chips.
Okay, break it in half.
This is a commercial.
All right, or just give it to me.
Oh my god.
Oh good. Someone talk while this happens.
La 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 la.
Be good, be good.
I know what you mean.
Be good, be good.
There's a cold burst that comes.
It reminds me of Chips Ahoy chips.
Exactly what I was thinking of too.
Yeah.
Do you think the chocolate chips are at a different temperature just naturally at their resting state?
I think they're
on
a different level than the rest of us.
I feel like they're like, oh, they're for life length.
But you know what I mean? Like, if
they're operating on it,
it's not like chocolate.
Right. It's naturally colder.
At room temperature is like 2 degrees colder.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm getting.
Paul,
that's what that movie 28 Grams was about.
Do you have a three-cheer for us?
Yeah, I fucking do.
Yeah. Well, get it together, my dear boy. Let's do it.
Wait till you get a load of this, and it's not me, the Joker. This was submitted by, he was embarrassed on a previous episode of Threedom.
We should do a different one.
Should we get closer? Like, read it this time, and then we do a different game. And then next time we'll do his.
That's funny.
KP Thomas, sorry about the mix-up before, but you're a big boy and you'll get over it. Or you're a big girl. I have no idea what you are or who you are. I love you. So... KP gives us this press junket. One person is a movie star doing a press junket for a made-up movie. One person is an interviewer from a random local news station, and the other person is the star's handler trying to keep the interview on track.
Mmm, love it.
Now, we should add something to it, right?
Yeah, something. Wait,
so
something.
It's not just a scene.
What if we do that other game I was telling you about last time, which is. It's the one where you guess a celebrity based on questions.
Oh, okay.
Where you're like,
so you're trying to figure out who the celebrity actually is.
Yeah, sorry, KP.
Okay, got it. No, it's the same thing, though. But we'll do the press junket, but the interviewer has to guess who the celebrity is.
Oh.
Right, but then what does the handler do?
Or maybe the handler has to guess who the celebrity is. That's what it is. We'll decide who the celebrity is. If I'm the celebrity.
But then how does that work?
Because we'll be having this conversation about a made-up movie. And then the questions you ask will be like sort of leading Lauren into like who the celebrity is. I swear this is going to work.
So different than what I'm saying.
I don't give one shit.
I'm saying something totally different.
Are you? I feel like it's.
Are we just going to abandon this KP person?
KP, I tell you what, KP, you're not impressing.
You're
us
on
here.
Kitchen patrol.
Here's what I'm once again what I'm saying is the game.
Mm-hmm.
You in your head think of a celebrity.
Yeah.
And then I say, what kind of shoes are you?
I remember this now.
And then you'd say,
this is a different thing.
What, and, you know, example.
But are you saying layer that on top of KP's suggestion?
No.
You're saying abandon KP. We're not abandoning KP.
KP gets less over again.
I thought you wanted to abandon KP.
I know, but I think it would be funny.
It's very tempting.
Let's do it.
I was literally acting out. Let me just set everything straight here.
Yeah.
I was acting out a scenario that you just requested where we abandoned the game again. And I didn't
out of humor, I said that. And you have a heartless outlook where you think I'm telling the truth and you're willing to do it.
Kevin marked it on his edit.
Do it.
To
do
cut
it.
Out the part where we do said it, we were going right? to do it. I watched the mark and I thought, we're doing this. We're going.
Nope.
We're cutting KP again.
Nope.
It's not happening. And then you said, oh, I don't like this game that you're saying, even though I wanted you to do this. And actually, let's match it with KP's.
Man,
and I'm going, wow, I'm really trying to fight
KP. I can't imagine having this kind
of... Can I be the tiebreaker here?
Kind of personality.
It's a blast.
It is inconceivable to me.
It's really fun. Well, I had a bubble in my throat.
What about...
Oh, no.
Why don't we add something to KP's thing? Well, I don't want to do this. I do want to play Lauren's game.
Hey, here's what's up. I'll just play KP's game if y'all fuckers want to do it.
Why don't we do it the way I do it?
Could I finish my goddamn
podcast? Can I finish?
I do want to play Lauren's game. What if we decide we're going to play that next episode? Right now.
Okay.
And then we do abandon KP's idea for this week.
KP, send us something different.
KP, send us something different.
With one more level. Put this, one more level on it.
Yeah, make it.
Quite honestly, the level I suggested would work.
It would, but it's similar to other games. So if you come up with a new
record, I'm talking to KP, how can you hear me? It didn't make any sense at all.
You weren't even listening.
Actually, I was trying to map it onto what I already said, and yet it made no sense.
So KP, once again, you have lost.
I'm so
KP,
sorry.
You're out.
No, not forever. You have another chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah, one more chance, and then we're abandoning you forever.
FreedomUSA@gmail.com.
So sorry. All right, so what are we doing? We got to get to
I'm
a three.
Reading. Why don't you guys fucking talk? You love to do it.
Oh, really? You know that I'm totally silent every time I'm not on a podcast.
It's weird. I wish you wouldn't do that.
I took a vow of silence
with
podcast exceptions.
We went on vacation together.
I know.
It was uncomfortable.
Just staring at you.
Thank you, Olivia, for the pins.
Thank you, Olivia, for the pins.
Just want to say real quick, thank you, Olivia, for the pins.
Thank you for the pins.
Thank you so much.
We love your pins.
You listen to Mommy, Oh No, Please Queen from March 19th. Now, I'm going to guess that was 2019.
Yeah, 2019. Boy, man, a lot of great mail from 2019. And then nothing.
And it's like everyone stopped for 2 years like they knew we weren't going to be here.
It's like the mail was still working pretty famously in 2020.
The mail is United States Postal Service.
I spent a couple $100 on stamps to keep this shit going.
Yeah, and my good buddy Louis DeJoy, he was keeping everything flowing.
I'm so glad you said DeJoy.
Bring DeJoy.
This is a game. There's no name on this one.
What? Anonymous?
Is it from you, Kevin? No, he says, he shakes his head. No.
Maybe it's anonymous, that guy who wrote all those great quotes.
Oh, man. And,
that great book.
Yeah, and he wears that mask. This is a game called Sail Away.
Sail Away.
This may be the person's name.
Okay.
Wobber Blobble.
It
can't be.
Yeah.
That's what they listed as their name.
Come on.
Wobber Blobble, thank you for this. And congratulations, you tricked me into saying your name.
Don't say it two more times.
For this three-cher, there are two salespeople and one person who is purchasing a boat. Each salesperson is trying their best to sell their boat to the customer. But each salesperson is also allowed to say three things about the other salesperson's boat that have to be true.
Okay. And we count them off, like, on our fingers so that we know when we're out?
I think we can use fingies.
Okay.
I guess it's like...
Yeah.
It's
just not denying what the other person says.
Yes. And so then the customer can decide which boat sounds better after that.
Yeah, great. Do you want to buy the boat since you have the captain's hat on?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Checks out.
Okay. All right. Did you say Chex Mix?
Yeah, I did.
I'm so hungry.
Bold party mix. Best one ever. Missing the crackers now.
I think the salt on
party mix robot activate.
I wish they had the Ritz crackers still, but they took those out. But that was the best part when they got covered in the dust.
Did their deal with Ritz expire?
I don't freaking know.
I think it was an acrimonious split.
I think the salt on pretzels is 2 degrees hotter than everything.
Wow.
You ever eat a pretzel and you're like, ow.
This pretzel is making me hot.
That's why I blow on my pretzels before I eat them.
I blow on everything before I eat it. Even ice cream.
I blow everything before I eat it.
All of my food is dirty.
You blow
everything and then I eat it.
I actually just had to stop myself from something disgusting.
Come on, let's sell this guy a boat.
Okay. Oh my. Hey,
sir.
God.
Ding, 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 ding. Hi.
Is that your cell phone?
Yeah.
Well, Do you need to take it?
Okay. What? I'm about to buy.
Hey, I'm trying to sell you a boat right now on the phone.
Okay.
I've got a great boat.
Hey, excuse me, sir.
I'm in a boat store.
Is my associate trying to call you before I can talk to you?
Yes.
Yes, in fact,
and
I
sell you a boat.
I always get to you. I always get to them right before you do. It's called.
She's right behind this partition. Just come out.
Hello.
Okay, you look like a little gnome.
Well, because I'm trying to do a Wizard of Oz type thing.
Oh, type thing?
In life?
Where I kind of people.
They were munchkins, not gnomes.
No, but because I was hiding behind a partition.
Oh, so that part was like the Wizard of Oz type thing. But he said you look like a gnome.
That's unrelated. That's how he perceives me.
And you're wearing a homemade Shazam costume.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the Thunderbolt quite right.
I gotta sell you a boat.
Oh, well, you got my attention.
Hey,
I gotta sell you a boat.
Now you've lost it.
I'm so confident that you're going to buy my boat. I'm going to let her talk first.
Okay, my boat's actually a leaf. It's so durable. It is strong and it's so natural. Made from the most of leaves in the most world. We've got the best
made from the most of leaves in the most world.
Don't listen. We've got the
most. Listen.
By the way, she's selling a used boat, but a used leaf. By the way, this is the leaf that Moses was born in.
Isn't that amazing?
Sailed down the river,
and it's strong and durable. Sprayed with hairspray, it is never going to crack, and there is no leaks. It is so beautiful and green, and only brown on the parts where it's been seen by the sun.
Okay, is there like a cabin?
It's a leaf.
Just seems to be a big leaf.
It's basically a canoe. There is a seat. The seat is made out of twigs. The twigs are very sticky and they are very thicky.
Okay. Any way you can beat that? Because sight unseen, I'm leaning towards your boat.
Yeah. And it's got a big, big, big paddle.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's not a paddle to steer the boat with.
Worse.
It's a paddle to spank your passengers.
Yeah, you don't even have to tell me any more facts.
Okay, I got a regular boat right here.
Sold.
It's got 10 holes at the bottom.
Okay.
They're patched. We patched them all up.
Right.
And they are patched poorly?
They are patched poorly.
That's two facts I've learned.
Yeah. But then we repatched them over the poor patches.
Good news.
So they're all good now.
And Gallagher lives on the boat.
I'm taking the leaf.
Hey, come on.
The leaf is $8,000.
It's Liam Gallagher, we should mention.
Oh.
Yeah.
Watermelon Liam Gallagher, the comedian.
Watermelon Liam Gallagher. This has got to be
this
a shirt.
Is too risky. I'm taking the leaf.
All right, bye.
Bye. Pleasure doing business with you.
You can pay me on Venmo or Zelle.
We're done here.
And that's how you play.
There you go.
And
see?
That's the game. And it's that simple.
It's that easy.
And thank
play
you, Wobble Blobble.
And CKP, that's what would be happening if the game was
Louis CKP.
No.
Oh, no.
I want to love. Love you. Take me.
All right, guys, we gotta go.
I'll say we do.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We are FreedomUSA on Twitter and Instagram. We are freedomusa@gmail.com. If you want to send us a threacher phone number.
That phone number is still in the works, apparently.
What
it takes
hell?
A long
Why
time
they
to get one.
Even say that we have a number. Why are we doing this?
Because the Kevin's, payoff, when it finally happens,
oh
it's
man,
be,
it's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be
the season finale, I think. Kevin's been putting in emojis instead of numbers, is what he told me.
He's like, I'm using my emoji keyboard. It's not working.
Yeah.
I wish we could get a number that was all emojis.
That would be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
I'd use the eggplant for every single one.
Well, because one's like the dick.
Eggplant. Water squirt. peach.
It's actually disgusting when you say it like that. It wasn't disgusting before.
If you want to listen to us anywhere podcasts are, but if you want to hear ad-free episodes, you can hear it on Stitcher Premium and at cbbworld.com.
There you go. We love you very much.
Thanks so much for all the mail.
We'll be back next
Thanks
week
for all
with
the fish.
More fun. 42.
Goodbye. Bye.